The National Broadcasting Company presents the second in its series of plays by Eugene O'Neill, famous American playwright, winner of the Nobel and Pulitzer Prizes, and generally acclaimed one of the world's greatest living dramatists. Tonight's play by Eugene O'Neill is The Fountain, with Ian Keith, well-known star of stage and screen, featured in the role of Juan Ponce de Leon, and Francesca Bruning, outstanding actress of the Broadway stage, as Beatrice de Cordova. Our story opens in Granada, Spain, in the year 1492, on the night when Granada was recaptured from the Moors by the Spanish. The scene is the courtyard of the palace of Ibn Aswad, an old Moorish chieftain. A fountain is splashing musically in the center of the courtyard.
Your pardon, Sir Moor.
You are quartered here?
Yes. I am Juan Ponce de Leon. This is my servant, Pedro.
Welcome, then. Since it is the will of Allah that you should conquer.
I am no conqueror here. I am a stranger, grateful for hospitality.
You are kind. I have seen you in action on the field. You are brave. Defeat loses its bitterness when the foe is noble. The waters of the fountain fall, but ever they rise again, Sir Spaniard. Such is the decree of destiny. Blessed be Allah who exalteth and debaseth the kings of the earth. According to his divine will, whosoever the victor, there is no conqueror but Allah.
Your fortitude does you honor. I am expecting friends. Will that disturb your household? If so...
My house is your house. It is decreed. I will arrange a refreshment for your friends.
What can I do for him? It is decreed by Spain, if not by Allah. Pedro! Lazy lout, does the fountain cause you two to dream? Bring the wine. They'll be here soon.
Yes, sir. There's a lady at the gate. She wishes to see you, sir.
Is she alone?
Yes, sir.
Surely you've mistaken her calling. Tell her I'm not here.
Juan.
Maria. In God's name, Pedro, go.
Juan, I had to come.
Your husband is my brother in arms. Tonight, here, he will be among my guests. I feel that every word we speak degrades me in my honor.
You are cruel. I had to speak with you alone. This is my one chance. I leave the court tomorrow.
Ah.
Oh, what a fool I am. To love you, Juan.
That word. We've never uttered it before. You've always been my friend. Why must you ruin our rare friendship for a word that every minstrel mouths? Love, love, love. We chatter everlastingly. Bah. Life is nobler than the weak lies of poets, or it's nothing.
If you had to fight for love, as you fought for glory...
Oh, forgive me. I would rather die than bring sorrow to a heart as kind as yours. Keep me forever in that heart, I beg. But as a friend, as it always has been.
Oh, God give you knowledge of the heart.
You are leaving the court?
The Queen has granted my wish to retire to Cordova. I'm sick of the court. I pray to become worthy again of that pure love of God I knew as a girl. I must seek peace in him. The wars are over. What will you do now, Juan?
Peace means stagnation. A slack ease of cavaliers and songs and faded roses. I must go on.
Where will you go?
Perhaps with the Genoese, Christopher Columbus, when he sails to find the western passage to Cathay.
But they say he is mad.
Mad or not, he dreams of glory. I've heard he plans to conquer for Spain that immense realm of the great Khan which Marco Polo saw.
What? Abandon your career at court now when your exploits have brought you in such favor. It must be from love you are fleeing. Is a woman avenging women? Tell me her name.
Love, love, and always love. Can no other motive ever exist for you? God pity women.
God pity me, because pity is what you offer me. Oh, don't deny it, Juan. It sneers at me in your pretended scorn of love. Am I a fool? Have you not loved others? I could name 10.
Maria.
Do you imagine I haven't guessed the truth? Those others had youth, while I... And my love seems to you pitiable.
Oh, no, dear friend. No, I swear to you. What you call loves, they were merely moods, dreams of a night or two. Spain is the mistress to whom I give my heart. Now do you understand?
No, Juan. I understand that I am growing old, that love has passed for me, and that I suffer in my loneliness. Perhaps if God had granted me a child, but his justice punishes. He has seen my secret sin. I have loved you, Juan, for years. But it was only in the last year, when my heart, feeling youth die, grew desperate, that I dared let you see. And now, farewell until God's will be done in death. We must not meet again.
No. I wish to God you'd not told me this.
You are still my friend. You will not wish it. It was my final penance that you should know. And having told you, I am free, for my heart is dead. Farewell once more, Juan. You will go far, soldier of iron and dreamer. God pity you if those two selves should ever clash. You shall have all my prayers for your success. But I shall add, dear Savior, let him know tenderness to recompense him when his hard youth dies. Farewell, Juan.
Farewell, Maria de Cordova. Time tarnishes even the pure, difficult things with common weakness.
Hail, lover of glory, beloved of women, hail.
Luis, it's time you arrived. Where are the others?
They follow immediately. The devil, Juan. Have you lost your wits, or is she? I recognize her, and Vicente de Cordova was only 10 paces behind. Discretion, my stainless knight, discretion.
Stop, you wrong her and me. What is that drawing?
My Moor, a fellow poet, a minstrel of their common folk. We found him running amok about the streets, declaiming to the stars that their king Abdallah had sold his soul to hell when he surrendered. By heaven, Juan, how he cursed! Oh, he's a precious songster. As poet to poet, I collared him and dragged him with us. Our friend, Father Diego Menendez, would have cut his throat for the church's glory had I not interfered.
As madman for madman, eh? But why bring him here to howl?
He has a lute. It is my whim he should sing some verses. By God, Diego will murder my minstrel. After all my pain. Remember, Juan, Vicente may have recognized his wife.
Oh, the devil take all women. Well, let's drink and forget sad nonsense. Pedro, bring our cushions. We'll sit beside the fountain. Come, my friends, there is wine awaiting. Vicente, sit here by the fountain. And you, Alonso and Manuel. Luis, can't you prevail upon your Moorish friend to stop his howling? It seems to annoy Father Diego.
I protest to you, Juan. It is heresy to suffer the infidel's presence when we offer thanks to God for victory.
I see no desecration, Diego, if he'll sing, not howl. What do you say, Vicente?
I say nothing now.
Well, I say let him remain. We may have sport with him.
Perhaps with a sword point we can persuade him to sing where the townsfolk hid their gold.
Materialist, you would sack heaven and melt the moon for silver. Juan, where is your wine?
Pedro, the wine. Let us drink. To our gracious sovereigns and to Spain.
Yes, Spain. Spain. And to the church. But I will not drink until that infidel is moved apart.
I agree.
Let the Moor go, Luis, since Diego takes himself so seriously.
And I?
Well, Vicente. And you.
Wait. I'll sing a song for you. Brother Moore, lend me your lute.
Yes, a song. Good.
Love is a flower forever blooming. Love is a fountain forever leaping. Upward to catch the golden sunlight. Striving to reach the azure heaven. Falling. Falling, ever returning, to kiss the earth, that the flower may live. Oh.
Splendid, splendid.
Coming, Sir Poet, but a lie. Love, love, and always love. The devil sees your flower. Do fountains flow only to nourish flowers that bloom a day and die?
Roar, lion. You will not wake my dream that life is love.
Listen to him, Diego. We know his only love is his old mother. And yet, to judge by his songs, you think him a greater philanderer than...
Than you, Don Juan?
Gossip gives many a false name, Vicente. But gossip only deludes old women.
Do you intend that insult?
For God's sake, Vicente Juan, put up your sword.
Let us drink again to Spain.
And to the next war.
May it be soon.
With worlds to sack. Sing us a song of that, Luis.
Oh, I'm too thirsty. But come, I was forgetting our infidel. Let me persuade him to sing.
We were speaking of wars to come. With whom?
No, with anyone.
But guess. I think it will be in lands beyond strange seas. Cipango and Cathay. The cities of gold that Marco Polo saw.
But who will lead us there?
Why, Christopher Columbus.
That Genoese mongrel to lead Spaniards?
Why, he's mad. He claims the earth is round like an egg.
I saw him today. He was riding his flea-bitten mule as if he were a Caesar in triumph. His eyes were full of golden cities.
Ah, Juan, you're a man. The man's an idiot.
The more fool you to think so. He will yet find for Spain the western passage to the east.
Or fall off the world's edge. I will wager you would not go with him for all the gold in Indies.
You would lose.
I'm planning to go.
What?
But not on his first voyage. Before I pledge my sword, I must have proof that it can serve Spain's glory. There is no profit in staking life for a dream.
There is no profit in anything but that.
What about your Moor and his song, Luis?
He will not sing. It is a pity. A while ago, he sang me a song of treasure in the east. A tale told to his father by some wandering poet who came from Cathay with a caravan.
Tell it to us, Louis.
Yes, tell us.
He sang of treasure, but strange to your longing. There is in some far country of the east, Cathay, Cipango, who knows, a spot that nature has set apart from men and blessed with peace. It is a sacred grove where all things live in the old harmony they knew before man came. Beauty resides there, and is articulate. And in the center of the grove, there is a fountain, beautiful beyond human dreams, in whose rainbows all of life is mirrored. In that fountain's waters, young maidens play and sing, intended everlastingly for very joy in being one with it. This is the fountain of youth, he said. The wise men of that far-off land have known it many ages. They make it their last pilgrimage when sick with years and weary of their lives. Here they drink, and years drop from them like a worn-out robe. Then they go back to life, but with hearts purified, and the old discords trouble them no more. But they are holy, and the folk revere them. That's his tale, my friends. But he added, it is hard to find that fountain. Only to the chosen does it reveal itself.
Idolatry.
Is this his treasure?
Fools! Beauty is lost on you. Your souls clink like coppers. Come, let us drink. We'll all to Cathay with Don Christopher. You can borrow for dung there, but I will search for this fountain.
Oh, drink and forget sad nonsense. The devil, Luis. Your Moor's tale beguiled me until you tricked into it with that old woman's mumble. Youth. Ha! Is youth a treasure? Then are we all, except Vicente, priceless rich. And yet, God's blood, one has but to look at us to see how poor we are.
Poor in spirit. I understand you, Juan.
Fountain of youth. God help us, with love to boot. I wish it sung instead of the armies and power of the great Khan. The tale is always told to the wrong person, Luis. There was one here not long ago would have given pearls for drops from that same fountain.
I heard you, Juan. A moment ago you taunted me with age, and now you dare. For God's sake, Juan, Vicente, put up your sword. A duel. Look, Diego has stabbed the Moor.
I have slain the dog. It was high time.
Miserable bigot, I'll throw you.
Luis, stop. Have we all gone mad?
In cold blood he killed.
What? A soldier of Christ weep for an infidel?
Be still, Diego. Our reveling is under an ill star. There's blood upon it. Good night. Until tomorrow, Vicente. I shall see you then.
Until tomorrow.
Come, Luis. Your brother Romancer is dead. Tears will not help him. Perhaps even now he drinks of that fountain of youth in dreamland. If he's not in hell.
Juan, why do you always sneer at beauty? While your heart calls you a liar.
I have Spain in my heart and my ambition. All else is weakness. Well, you were right. Vicente recognized. And so, a duel. I'll prick him in the thigh and send him home to bed. Maria will nurse and love him then and hate me for a murderer. And thus all works out for the best in this fair world. But a rare thing dies, and I'm sad, Luis.
Come, forget sad nonsense. We'll drink to voyaging with Don Christopher and to the battles before those golden cities of Cathay.
Lucifer, fire your cities. I drink to my fountain.
Your health, Sir Lying Poet.
And yours, Sir Glory Glutton.
And the prophecy of Juan Ponce de Leon came true. In the duel which followed, he inflicted a slight wound upon Vicente de Cordova. Vicente and his wife Maria were thereby reconciled. And in time, Maria's prayers were answered, and a child was born to them. Meanwhile, Juan and his friends sailed with Christopher Columbus on his second voyage to the New World. 20 years passed by. Our scene is now the courtyard of the governor's palace, Puerto Rico. A fountain is playing in the center of the courtyard. Juan Ponce de Leon is seated on a stone bench near the fountain. He is dressed in the full uniform of his authority as governor. His face is aged, lined, and drawn. His expression and attitude are full of disillusioned weariness. His old friend Luis enters, dressed in the robe of a Dominican monk.
Ah, you, Reverend Father.
Yes, illustrious governor. You are like a silky child, Juan. Come. Is it not time after 5 years you forgave me for being a Dominican?
My friend deserting to the enemy.
Come, come. You have always had the dream of Cathay. What had I? What had I done with life? An aimless, posing rake, neither poet nor soldier, without place nor peace. Now I live in truth. You must renounce in order to possess.
The world would be stale indeed if that were true. I fight the battles. You monks steal the spoil. I seek to construct. You bind my hands and destroy.
You speak of Diego Menendez and his kind.
Oh, God's blood. Here we are arguing about the same issue for the 1,000th time. It's too late. Talk is useless. We do what we must. And sand covers our bodies and our deeds. And the afternoon is too hot, besides. Come, tell me news. Will the fleet from Spain make port today?
Just now I saw them rounding the point under full sail. They should anchor inside soon.
Well, Father Quesada, you bring a prisoner. What has he done that you bind him so heavily in chains?
I demand justice on this dog.
Demand?
Pardon my zeal in the service of God, Your Excellency.
What is this Indian's crime?
His tribe will not pay the taxes, and he himself has dared to refuse baptism.
I'll question him. You may go.
Yes, Your Excellency.
And you, Alonso, you also have a charge against this Indian?
A plea for justice. These dogs do not pay their taxes. Then why not punish them by leasing their labor to us until their debt's wiped out?
Your brain is not inventive, Oviedo. You're well aware that this is the same blunder which failed on Española. You think I am Columbus that you ask this folly of me?
You refuse?
Take care, Juan. There will come a day of reckoning. When Diego returns from Spain.
Diego? What do you mean?
Nothing. Adios, Don Juan.
There you have it. Bah! What's the use? But I am forgetting the prisoner. Are you not Nano, chief of the last tribe I conquered? Speak.
The devils were with you. Your villages were burned. Women and children killed.
Contrary to my command. But again, what use? The dead are dead. It's too late.
Have you ever heard of Cathay, Zipango?
Do you know of vast countries to the west? Many peoples, rich villages with high walls, much gold?
I have heard.
Where are they?
There. Where the sun sets.
Where the fountain of youth of my drunken days is located, in dreamland.
You know, they say there is a similar fountain legend among these tribes. My friend the Padre here is growing impatient, waiting for immortality in heaven, and would rather gain it here on earth.
Juan.
So tell him, mighty chief, if there is not over there a fountain, a spring in which old men bathe or drink and become young warriors again.
The tale is told. Not here, in my home. A land that never ends.
So? Where is this land, your home?
There.
Where Cathay is, and the fountain, the spring, is there?
Yes. My people call it the Spring of Life.
A pretty title indeed. But none can find it, I suppose.
Those the gods love can find it.
Ah, that old trick of poets, evasion of facts. Do you remember the tale your Moor told that night in Granada? Only to the chosen. Here is the echo. Ah, what jugglery. At all events, it's added evidence that Cathay is near.
The fleet has anchored. Here is the signal. Diego will soon be here. If you can give this Indian into my keeping, I will attempt his conversion.
Until his case is investigated, he must go to prison. You may see him there. Nano, if it's proven that you have encouraged rebellion against Spain, you will be hung. Against any other charge, I will try to save you. Guard, take him to his cell.
Come, get along.
Diego.
Did you hear Alonso threaten me with him? What mischief will he bring from Spain this time, I wonder, that cursed spider? His intriguing will destroy all my work here. Would to God this fleet brought me the king's patent to discover new lands. I'd sail tomorrow for Cathay, or for the moon.
Fight your battle here. This is your land. You conquered it.
Columbus discovered it, and I still feel his influence, that black fog stifling me. For years, I held his military outposts. I suffered wounds and fevers. I fought the Indians for him while he went sailing, looking for the Garden of Eden, the mines of Solomon, his Bible-crazed chimeras. Why should I not sail to find Cathay? He failed in that, but I would succeed. I am no visionary chasing rainbows. Oh, I tell you, I loathe this place. I loathe my petty authority. By God, I would sink all Puerto Rico under the sea for one glimpse of Cathay.
One.
But do not fear that I will leave your precious island. The patent will never come, and if it did, there's a flaw. It's too late. Cathay is too far. I am too weary. I have fought small things so long that I am small. Oh, if I could only feel again my old fire, my energy of heart and mind. If I could be once more the man who fought before Granada. But the fire smolders. It no longer catches flame in deeds. I begin to dread another failure. I'm too old to find Cathay. But I need to find it if your fountain of youth is there.
I hear a crowd coming. I must go. It adds to their spleen to find us together. Whatever comes, be firm, old
that
friend.
That is me by the fountain.
Don Juan!
By all the saints!
It is I, Don Juan!
Oh, pardon. I am bewitched. I thought you were the spirit of the fountain. Beautiful lady, you do me unmerited honor.
You don't know me. Why, I'm Beatrice.
Yes?
Has Bishop Menendez not told you?
I have not seen the bishop.
I am Beatrice de Cordova.
Maria's child. You.
She died a year ago, and I am your ward now. It was her last wish. My father was dead. I asked the king to send me here to you. He bade me wait until the bishop could escort me. He made me the bearer of this gift for you. Your dearest wish, he said.
The patent to find Cathay.
Yes, and you can find it where the others failed, I know. You were my dear mother's ideal of Spanish chivalry. That was her prophecy. That you would be the first to reach Cathay.
Oh, she spoke of the man she knew. She sends me you. And you are youth. Is it in mockery?
Oh, Don Juan. I recall something she said I must remember when we should meet. Bring him tenderness, she said. That will repay the debt I owe him for saving me for you. She said these words were secrets to tell you alone. What did she mean, Don Juan?
Tenderness. Do you bring me that, Beatrice? No, do not. For it means weakness. Bring me the past instead. Give me back the man your mother knew.
You are older than I dreamed, Don Juan.
No tenderness there. Youth. A cuirass of shining steel. A glittering sword. Laughter above the battle.
Don Juan!
Oh, it was so long ago, Beatrice. That night in Granada.
a dimly remembered dream. Forgive me. I have become a savage, lost to manners. Welcome, dear ward, to Puerto Rico.
Three months pass, and still Juan Ponce de Leon, in a torpor of indecision, has not availed himself of the king's patent to sail to find Cathay. Our scene is now the official study of the Bishop Diego Menendez. Diego is pacing the floor impatiently. Presently, the monk, Quesada, enters.
Oh, I had begun to think you would never come. What news?
The meeting is being held. They have gathered in the fort outside the town.
Good. It is moving according to my plan, then.
They all agree that Don Juan must resign his patent.
Unless he sails to find Cathay at once?
Yes, but they also demand that first the Indian Nano must be burned at the stake.
Hmm?
They believe he has bewitched the governor. They know of Don Juan's secret interviews with him.
Who told them?
I did.
Fool!
But the dogs still refuse baptism.
Oh, is this a time to consider one Indian? Idiot!
If Don Juan were not bewitched by Nano's spells, he would have sailed long since.
And you told the rabble that? God pardon you. Was it any part of my orders that you should play upon the mob's lust for blood? Quick! What was the rabble's mood when you left? Answer me!
They had been drinking. They were clamoring to march on the palace. Don Alonso was trying to restrain
you. You cursed blunderer! No, I am the dolt for having trusted you. Now behold the first fruits of your excessive piety. Look through the window there. The southern horizon is aflame.
They must have set fire to the Indian villages.
Blood and fire. Your merry dance begins well. Only Juan can control them now.
He is not the man he was, since the Indian Nano bewitched him.
Ah, you fool. Yet there is truth in what you say. He has grown weak. Between the influence of Luis and the girl's meddling... And there is still a chance. Summon Don Juan to come to me at once.
There is no need for messengers.
Juan, you heard?
Only what you shouted. Am I a monk to listen to keyholes? But I know your intrigues. This meeting of yapping curs. You see, I've heard the rumor. You would have me sail at their bidding, and thus you would be free to rule this island in God's holy name. Is that not so?
You have lost your senses. The government has slipped through your fingers while you played at being a loving father, the Doña Beatriz.
It's a lie. I tell you again, Diego, I will sail at my pleasure, not yours.
You have kept repeating that. And meanwhile, your apathy has ruined us. The mob has arisen. Juan, do you want rebellion to overwhelm us? You promised them Cathay.
It was you who promised them in my name, you mean, to make certain you'd be rid of me.
I promised because I thought you were still Juan Ponce de Leon, but you are not. You become merely a slave to a girl's sentimental whim. You are too feeble to govern here and too weak for Cathay. Then, for the sake of Spain, resign your office and surrender your patent for discovery to someone with the youth and courage.
Hate to dare. Care, Diego. Your cloth cannot condone such insults.
Oh, forgive me, Juan. I insult you for your own sake. Push on to your greatest victory. Do not wait here in stupor. For inglorious defeat?
I shall sail. But first I must know for a certainty beyond all doubt, exactly where...
What?
Nothing.
He has gone to Nano every day. Look at his eyes.
He is bewitched. He killed his father. Yeah, these interviews are mysterious, Juan.
I need accurate information for my voyage that only Nano can give me. That's why I have delayed.
Sir? I have thought it might be affection for Beatriz that held you.
No.
Why are you so vehement? It would be natural enough to find a daughter in your declining years.
Daughter? How could she look upon me?
She used to regard you as her hero, her great commander. She must wonder now at this old man's weakness in you.
You do dare to taunt me in her name. I will sail, I say. I will sail the very first day after I discover.
What?
Enough, Diego. I shall do what I wish and when it pleases me.
Should have guessed it before. Yet who would have thought? He is bewitched.
certainly.
Yes.
Yeah, but you are blaming the wrong witch. The guilty one is sinless. It is the lady, Beatrice.
Immediately upon leaving the study of Bishop Diego, Juan hastened to the dungeon where the Indian Nano was imprisoned to try once more to wring from him the secret he has failed to learn on many visits during the past month, the secret of where the Fountain of Youth is located. Despite threats of torture, Nano insists that only the gods know where the fountain is. But finally, after Juan promises that Nano himself shall guide the expedition back to his homeland, Nano lies and says he knows where the fountain is located and will lead the way. Juan, wild with joy, hears Beatrice calling him and hastens from the dungeon to join her in the courtyard above.
Don Juan! Don Juan!
Beatrice! Beatrice! Was it the fountain called, or you, Beatrice? You, for you are the fountain.
I came to warn you.
Warn? Well, then you've seen Diego. Bah, when the hour comes, I shall be strong. The will breathes in me again. Forget all else, Beatrice. Give me your thoughts. Have you been happy here with me?
Yes, yes, but...
You came as a benediction that cursed me. Have you not noticed how much older I've grown?
You can become young again.
I will. This is a strange world with many wonders yet uncovered.
Then discover them. The search will make you young.
From your own lips, it's another blessed augury. But pretend I am young. What then?
Why... Then you would be happy.
You promise? Have you never loved?
Loved?
Since you speak of happiness.
I love my mother, my father. I love you, Don Juan.
Oh, say that again. Say that again. Those words have blood in my heart.
I love you as I love my father.
Father? Has love never stolen into your dreams? You are no nun. Come, tell me the image of the one you dream of as a lover.
It is a great secret. You insist? Well, then, it is your double.
Ah!
You, as my mother described you, in the wars before Granada.
Oh, when I had youth. I loved only glory then. Did she tell you that?
Why, then, that is why she said, bring him tenderness.
You have fulfilled her wish. Or was it her revenge? And what if I should myself become that double? The knight of Granada, with your gift of tenderness. What then?
Oh, now you are jesting, Don Juan.
No, Beatrice. No more now. I fear your laughter. First let the consummation, then you will not laugh. You... What will you do?
You are ill, Don Juan. Will you listen to my cure for you?
Yes.
Sail and find Cafe.
Oh, you two condemn me. But I swear to you, I've longed to go. I've hated my own cowardice. I've played the traitor to every dream, every hope. But, Beatrice, when I go, I will leave my life behind with you. So, until I knew, I was afraid of losing what I have. But that is past. My will has risen from the dead. It is decreed by your own lips. I will sail at once. Promise me one boon.
Anything.
Promise you will not marry until I return, or you hear I am dead.
But I have never even thought of marrying.
Until I present my double to you?
Why, I might change my mind then, Don Juan.
Will you seal that pledge with a kiss?
Yes, Don Juan.
Your lips. No. There. On your forehead. For remembrance. The other, for tenderness, is still a promise of my dream.
Juan.
Father Luis.
Juan, I bring you terrible news.
Oh, you mean the scum rises? Well, tell them that the fleet sails tomorrow.
Will you give them Nano to burn at the stake? This is their first demand.
Nano? Surrender Nano? No, it is impossible.
You've heard rumors.
Quesada has roused their cruelty to frenzy. See, the sky is red. They are burning the Indian quarter.
May God have mercy.
Hermano,
the curse. I shall order a company of my guard.
Your guard is leading the mob. Juan, why have you lived in a dream?
Call the guard. I must order them to disperse.
His mind is sick.
Will you leave us, Beatrice?
Yes, Father. I must see Bishop Menendez.
Juan, awake in God's name.
I shall protect Nano's life with my own.
In order to torture him yourself?
No, a lie. Well, have you seen him? I gave orders.
It is weeks since I was permitted to see him. And you have avoided meeting me. Why?
I have no patience with your conversing. I need Nano as he is.
Because you prefer his heathen myths.
Myths? Why myths? Cathay is there, to the west.
I was not speaking of Cathay. You are sailing tomorrow. Does this mean you are finally wrung from this poor Indian's agonies a faith in magic fountains?
Oh, fool. You are like those dullards who, when Columbus said the earth was round, brayed at him for blaspheming. Listen to me. I do not believe Nano. I believe in nature. Nature is a part of God. She can perform miracles. The points in Nano's story hold true to the facts we know. His home is a beautiful mainland, a land of flowers, in his own words. Is not Cathay also known as the Flowery Land? And the fountain is in Cathay. All the evidence around the world proves that, and I shall find it.
But this evidence is merely fable, legend, the dreams of poets.
Have praying and fasting made you an imbecile? What evidence had Columbus and you? Huh. You believe Christ lived and died. Well, have you talked with men who saw him in the manger or on the cross?
Juan, this is blasphemy.
Then let it be. I've prayed to him in vain.
Juan!
I'll be damned forever if nature will only grant me youth upon this earth again.
Juan, you defy your God.
There is no God but love. No heaven but youth.
So that is it. I have been blind. Thought your love saw in Beatrice a child, a daughter.
A child? Yes, for a time. But one morning, standing by the fountain, she was a woman. More than a woman, she was the spirit of youth, hope, ambition, power, the power to dream and dare. She was all I had lost. She was beauty and love, and the beauty of love. So I loved her. Loved her with all the intensity of youth's first love, when youth was dead. Oh, it was monstrous folly, I admit. I called myself a senile fool. I suffered with the damned. I lived in hell without the recompense of being dead. And I loved her more and more.
Old friend, God in his mercy have pity on you.
Don Juan, Bishop Menendez says he can do nothing, that you must give Nano up. Listen, they are coming. Oh, Don Juan, you will save him, will you not?
I must, cowardly rabble. Guard, bring Nano. I shall face them here. Take Beatrice away, Luis.
Juan, escape. There is still time.
Run away from jackals. Is my honor dead?
They are at the outer gate. Come, Beatrice, in God's name.
All right, guard, bring the Indian here beside me.
Don Juan, the governor, quick back there.
Oh, the flames with the Indian dog.
Freeze him.
Guard, I will kill the man who touches this Indian. Scoundrels. Where is your valor now? Pick up your courage. Come, who wishes to die?
We demand justice.
Will you rebel against the governor of your king? Then you are traitors to Spain. And by God's blood, I will hang every one of you to a tree.
We mean no harm to you, Don Juan. Keep your word to us. Order the fleet to sail.
Yes! Give over that Indian dog. The Inquisition shall know you protect infidels. I am Spain's soldier, not the Inquisition's. Soldiers and sailors, I tell you it is in Spain's service this Indian's life is spared. The fleet sails tomorrow, and we need Nano to pilot the voyage. He shall lead us to Cathay, to the golden cities of Cipango. There'll be glory and gold for all of you, and Nano the Indian shall lead the way.
And so Juan Ponce de Leon and his followers set sail for Cathay. In time, they reached Nano's homeland. In the early morning, they planted their banners upon the sandy beach, and Juan called the country Florida, because it was a flowery land. That night alone, he followed Nano into the forest to seek the goal of his feverish quest. the fountain of youth. Nano has plotted with a band of native Indians to kill Juan out of revenge for all he has suffered at the hands of the white men. It is midnight. Amid gigantic trees draped with low-hanging Spanish moss, there is a clearing, in the center of which is a bubbling spring, whose waters are a mirror of silver in the moonlight. A group of Indians are waiting there, tensely alert.
He comes.
He has entered the forest.
I will give Nano the signal when we are ready. Go. Hide.
Why do you stop?
This is the place.
This?
There is the spring.
It looks like a common spring, like any other. Beware, dog. In these past months, you have shown me many springs.
The voyage was long. There were many islands. You forced me to lead you to a spring on each. But I told you the spring of life. Here.
I feared your revenge might lie. I drank of every one. I closed my eyes. I felt the stirring of rebirth. Oh, fool. Always the mirror in the spring showed me the same loathsome, blighted face. Ah, a sacred grove, the legend says. Some of those springs bubbled from sandy water. Beautiful maidens? There were none. At one time, I found an old hag filling her bowl who drank and mumbled at me. Nano, I command you to tell me if you have lied. I must have certainty, be it of faith or despair.
This is the spring.
But where are the trees with golden fruit, the maidens, the fountain? And yet, this spot has singular beauty. I feel enchantment. But why do I shudder?
Shh. What was that?
A bird. It is a magic spring.
Drink. The water is a mirror of moonlight. The dead eyes of a corpse stare back in mine. I dare not drink. To whom can I pray? Beatrice? Oh, to hear your voice once more, to see your face. And yet I see you everywhere. Your spirit inspires all things wherever there is beauty. I hear you call in the song of the waves. The wind is your breath. The trees reach out with your arms. The dawn and sunset promise with your lips. You are everywhere and nowhere. Part of all life but mine. I am a spectacle for laughter, eh, Nano? A grotesque old fool.
Drink.
The test. O spirit of eternal youth, I pray to you. Beatrice, I drink to you. New life thrills in me. Is it youth? Do I dream? Then never let me wake again till the end of time. I dare not open my eyes. Oh, coward, how often have you looked death in the face? Are you afraid of life? Open, open and see. Ah! Oh, same haggard, loathsome face. Treacherous dog. You betrayed me.
We are to you!
Good. Your arrow sped straight to the mark. He wore no shining shirt.
He is dead. Quick to their camp. The Great Spirit has made them helpless. Be brave. And...
Where am I? What? I remember Nano. He betrayed me. Fool. Why did I look into the mirror of the water? I might have died in my dream of recaptured youth. Sleep seems humming in my ears. Or is it
Death. Death, the merciful one. No, no. Why have I lived to die alone like a beast in the wilderness? O Son of God, is this thy justice? Does not the Savior of man know magnanimity? True, I prayed for a miracle which was not thine. Let me be damned then, but let me believe in thy kingdom. Show me thy miracle, a sign, a word, a second vision of what I am that I should have lived and died. A test, Lord God of hosts. Nothing. It grows light, and yet the moon has waned. Strange. Lighter and lighter it grows. My eyes, they play me tricks. A woman? I see a woman, shrouded in long draperies, a face like a pale mask, like a piece of ancient sculpture. What are you? An angel in answer to my prayer? Or are you death? You stand there in frozen silence. Are you death? Then wait. Oh, Beatrice, let me hear your voice again in mercy of farewell. The spring, its waters are rising into a fountain. Beatrice, I see you dancing there behind the shimmering veil of the fountain of youth. Let me drink. I cannot move. My veins are filled with sluggish lead. Must I die? No, I defy death. Beatrice, she will not see, she will not hear. Oh, fountain, cruel as the heart of youth, what mercy have you for the old and wounded? Beatrice, you have vanished. Oh! An old, toothless, wrinkled Indian woman stands mumbling where Beatrice danced for the moment before. Damned hag! I remember you waited once beside a spring for me to mock me. Begone. You will not go? So be it. Come. Sit here beside me. I am old, too. Poor woman. You cannot drink at the fountain. Youth cannot be recaptured.
But see,
as I speak, old age has dropped away from you like a shell. Your face is touched with the glamorous light of vibrant youth. You are Beatrice. Age, youth, they are the same rhythm of eternal life. Grows lighter, radiantly bright. Light creeps into my soul. I see. O fountain everlasting, thou art time without end. Soaring flame of the spirit transfiguring death, all is within. All things dissolve, flow into eternity. O aspiring fires of life, sweep the dark soul of man. Let us burn in thy unity. Oh God, fountain of eternity, thou art the all in one. the one in all, the eternal becoming, which is beauty.
Oh, one, God be praised, he moves. One, it's Luis. Our friends were murdered. A boat from the fleet is waiting.
God, thou art all.
Praise delirium. Let us carry him. We'll sail for the nearest settlement.
I see. And know.
It is the dawn, Juan.
The dawn.
Several months later, our scene is now the courtyard of a Dominican monastery in Cuba. A crude little homemade fountain is in the center. Juan Ponce de Leon is sleeping in an invalid's chair. His face is pale and emaciated, but lit with the calm of a deep spiritual serenity. His old friend, Father Luis, and the Father Superior of the monastery stand over him.
He is sleeping,
as you see, Father.
How calm his face is, as if he saw a vision of peace.
It's a blessed miracle he has lived so long.
He has been waiting, and now I am afraid his desire is fulfilled. But not as he dreamed. Rather, the cup of gall and wormwood.
You mean the caravel brings him bad tidings?
Yes, and I must wake him to prepare his mind.
I will leave you with him. It is near Vespa.
Juan, awake. The caravel has anchored.
From Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Then Beatrice is here.
There has been a frightful insurrection of the Indians. Diego was killed. But I will not trouble you with that. Beatrice comes to nurse you. Her second father, those were her words.
You need not emphasize. I know her heart. But I must tell her my truth. It is for that I have waited, to tell her of the love I bore her. And now, as farewell, when she cannot misunderstand. My love was no common thing. It was the one time beauty touched my life. I wish to live in her memory as what she was to me.
Silence is better, Juan. You should renounce.
All is renounced. But do you begrudge a traveler if he begs a flower from this earth, the last token of the world's grace, to lend farewell for the solace of regret?
One, I speak because you have suffered. And now I wouldn't have you suffer more, dear friend. The caravel brings you a surprise. Your nephew has arrived from Spain and comes from Puerto Rico to greet you.
My nephew?
They come now.
Beatrice!
Don Juan! Oh, this is happiness. To find you still, recovered from your wound. Oh, I'll say prayers of thanksgiving.
Beatrice.
And here is your nephew come to see you.
I greet you, sir. God grant you may soon be strong again.
Soon I shall be strong against all wounds. And so your name is Juan, too?
In your honor. Though I can add no honor to it, I hope to bear it worthily.
You come out here adventuring?
I come to serve Spain.
A heart steeled as your sword. Have you that?
Oh, he is brave. When the mob tried to storm the palace, it was Juan who led the defenders.
Bravely done. But you have doubtless heard great tales of mountains of jewels, golden cities of Cathay. You hope to grow rich?
I do not care for riches. And as for golden cities, I only wish to plant Spain's banner on their citadel.
Brave dreams. Echoes blown down the wind of years.
He is as you were in my mother's tale.
Thus, old heart, in silence. But with joy.
Don Juan, what are you saying?
Then you have found him at last, my double.
I do not know, Don Juan.
Then I know. You've stolen my last gesture. An old man had a tale to tell you. Oh, so brave a tale. But now he sees that if youth cannot, age must keep its secrets. You love each other. Forgive. I'm a rough soldier. There is no need for haste, but do be quick. Do you not ask my blessing?
Oh, yes. Good, Don Juan.
Youth of this earth, love, hail, and farewell. May you be blessed forever. May you be blessed forever.
He wishes to sleep.
Oh, Juan, I'm afraid. And yet, I am not sad.
Beatrice, my life, my soul.
My love.
Oh, life is beautiful. The earth sings for us. Let us sing, too.
See?
There is a lute on yonder table.
Yes. But no, we will disturb him.
He's asleep. We can go out beyond the wall. Come.
Yes. Go where beauty is. Sing.
Love is a flower forever blooming.
I will soon stop them.
No. I am that song. One must accept, absorb, give back, become oneself a symbol. Juan Ponce de Leon is past. He is resolved into the thousand moods of beauty that make up happiness. Color of the sunset, of tomorrow's dawn, breath of the great trade wind, sunlight on grass, an insect's song, the rustle of leaves, an ant's ambition. Oh, Luis, I begin to know eternal youth. I have found my fountain. Oh, fountain of eternity, take back this drop, my soul.
It is time for vespers. Is he dead? No.
He lives in God.
Let us pray.
So ends The Fountain by Eugene O'Neill, famous American playwright. Featured in the play were Ian Keith as Juan Ponce de Leon and Francesca Bruning as Beatriz de Cordova. Our cast included Richard Kalmar as Luis, Charles Webster as Nano, William Shelley as Diego Menendez, Irene Tedro as Maria de Cordova, Arthur Maitland as Vicente de Cordova, Waldemar Capel as Quesada, Ray Bromley as Alonso, Joseph Julian as Manuel, Stanley Waxman as Ibn Aswad, John Anthony, the Father Superior, Joseph Curtin, the younger Juan, Winfield Honey, the Indian Chief. The original musical score was composed by Tom Bennett. The orchestra was directed by Joseph Lithau, the narration by Gene Hamilton. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City.